This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Rob Kennedy. Our guest this week is Venezuelan pianist Carlos Varela. We chatted about his background and training as a musician. Carlos, you are an accomplished pianist. Tell our listeners about your early years. What inspired you to become a musician?
I started music when I was about 5 years old in Venezuela. To be more specific, in Maturin, which is my home city. It was actually my mom who decided to enroll me in piano lessons at this age. I grew up in a home where my other siblings were already studying music. Like, for example, my brother is a violin player and my sister was a piano student by that time too. So let's say I was in an environment that was musically friendly. My first piano teacher was Maria Luisa Araya, who is a pianist and teacher from Chile who was living in Venezuela by that time. She was my first piano teacher. With her, I studied from when I was 5 years old up to 9 years old. After that, I started to study with the Venezuelan pianist and pedagogue Olga Lopez in Caracas, already in the capital of Venezuela. Over there, I continued my music and piano studies, and I had the opportunity to participate in many piano competitions at a local, regional, and national, level, all right? I also had the opportunity to perform at the most important halls since a very early age. Like, for example, I did my debut with orchestra when I was 12 years old. I performed Mozart Concerto in A major, number 12. After that, I kept doing competitions at a national level and also playing solo recitals again with orchestras, which really enriched my musical growth and development. I've been like very lucky to have all these opportunities because I come from a very modest family. And all of this has been possible thanks to my parents and my siblings, as well as all of the piano teachers that I have had throughout my life.
So you've had a very strong support group, is what you're saying.
Yes, that is true. In music, as in any other field, I would say it's very important to have people around you that are supportive and believe in you, especially when you are so young and you are doing something that is so serious at the same time. Because when you do competitions, well, doing competition is a big responsibility. Playing recitals and playing with orchestra is also a big responsibility. And you need people around you who support you and who believe in you and your talent. And that was something that I always had in my life.
I think that's very important for other young people to hear how important that support is. Now, Carlos, you were born and raised in Venezuela, which is a country that's renowned for its remarkable music training for young people. You have since moved to the United States. Tell us about your teaching and work in this country and how it compares with your own country.
I was in Venezuela most of my life. I came to the U.S. in 2017 to continue with my music studies. I came to do my master's degree at the University of Southern Mississippi. I spent 2 years there while completing my master's degree, and then I came to Georgia, to the University of Georgia, to do my Doctor of Musical Arts, which I completed last year. During my time here in the U.S., especially here at the University of Georgia, I had the opportunity to be a graduate teaching assistant, and that gave me the chance to teach undergraduate students in a classroom as well as on one-on-one private lessons. And during these 3 years teaching this class, I have learned a lot about, you know, the culture here in America and how, you know, when you compare the educational system here with the one in Venezuela. You can see, especially at the first stages, like, for example, in Venezuela, we have a very European model in terms of that we have conservatories where children can go and start their music studies within an institution. While here in the US, what I see is that, especially at the first stages in the music system, what we have here is more like private studios where, of course, parents can take their children. And it's the piano teacher who teaches not only piano, but also theory, music history. You know, it's like all in one here. That's one of the differences that I see between the two countries mainly.
What is in your musical pipeline? What projects do you have coming up in the future?
I'm going to Peru in July this year, so like a little less than a couple of months. I'll be performing there in Cusco. I'll be premiering some of the pieces of my album, which is on the music of Teresa Carreño. I also will be in the University of Georgia Music Summer Camp, which will happen next month in June. So I have those two events coming up very soon.
Carlos Varela Col, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us and inspiring countless young people with your conversation. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Rob, for the opportunity and for your time.
Our guest on Preview this week has been pianist Carlos Varela. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org, where you can also find the interviews that aired on Preview earlier this year. Thank you for your support.